Of course, we are not just interested in resistance, but we are also interested in pain. That is, after all, why most patients seek our help. But we will always relate this to the resistance. For example, does the pain during movement start before or after we feel onset of resistance? In order to help us to visualize and document this resistance and pain, we can use a movement diagram. Here is an example of how to build a movement diagram. The movement diagram can help guide us as to how firmly we might want to do our PIVM as a treatment technique. This is referred to as a grade.